Listener.
A Week in Review with Saskia Channing.
It's time to have a chat about the Week in Review. Saskia Channing's with me from the Triple M Newsroom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, of course, the big news story, it's dominated not only local news, but national and even international to a certain extent, is the flooding problem in the Central West.
Yeah, a lot to unpack when it comes to the flooding situation. Most of the communities in the region are past the worst of the flooding at the moment, but now they're dealing with the major cleanup efforts and getting a general idea of the kind of level of damage that they're facing. So the Prime Minister and the Premier were in town in Yugara on Tuesday. They announced some grants of up to 50 grand for small businesses and non-profits that have been impacted by the flooding. And that was definitely welcomed by the community, but they're still no closer to really knowing what kind of support will be on hand for people like retirees and those employed by those small businesses to help rebuild the community. But yeah, there's been an outpouring of support from across the state and even the country. So we've seen volunteers kind of band together and help communities clean up and deliver essential goods and things like packing lunches for school kids.
Look, we've thrown money from a government perspective at everything lately over the last few years, and if any government thinks that a business that has had water up to its ceiling can get back on its feet with $50,000, I think they're sadly mistaken. It's going to take a lot more than generous donations and acts of goodwill from the government. There needs to be some real difference made on the ground here so that these businesses, these communities and these residents can get their lives back to normal. And there is the opportunity for donations as well.
Yeah, so it didn't take very long for those donations to start coming in. And although it's been fantastic to see people, you know, around Orange, Bathurst, Dubbo try and help as much as they can, Resilience New South Wales has had to ask people to donate through established state channels like giveit.org so that they can try and avoid overwhelming these communities with the volume of goods that they're receiving. They can split it up across different communities across the state. So Yugara's actually at capacity right now and there's nowhere to store things. But we've also got groups like the Orange Daybreak Rotary Club. They've set up a fundraising campaign for people who've lost absolutely everything. And the advantage of donating to that particular project is that all donations made will be distributed by the local club, and those members are on the ground in Yugara and communities along the Lachlan River at the moment.
Look, we won't go into the insurance companies. That's a whole different discussion. But I'm hearing some horrific stories about insurance companies, NRMA in particular, who seem to be turning their back on a lot of flood-affected victims who have lost everything. What legal aid options are there?
Yeah, so anyone who's been impacted by the flooding has been encouraged to take up some free expert legal advice on offer. And we've had the Disaster Response Legal Service spend about a week in Molong. And they're also planning to kind of get to Yugara, Kidal and Forbes to kind of help out there. They've had some solicitors on hand to help navigate issues with insurance claims and financial hardship in housing. So, yeah, like you said, those insurance issues haven't been fantastic for residents. It's a bit of a kick in the guts after they've kind of lost everything and now they have to deal with that as well.
Yeah, my word it is. I'm with Saskia Channing, looking at the big news stories from this week. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for yours.
Listener.